It's the Elephant in the Dome, the official podcast of the Senate Republican Caucus. I'm Tracy Ellis.
And I'm Michaela Hobson with what happened this week in Olympia. Leave the dams in place. That's the main finding of a long-awaited report on Snake River salmon.
It rejects proposals to breach the four lower Snake River dams because of adverse impacts to transportation, power reliability and affordability, and greenhouse gas emissions. State Senate Republican leader Mark Schussler says it affirms what many already knew.
We know that affordable, clean hydropower is part of the solution. We know that flood control, navigation, recreation are all valuable, and there are quicker and more cost-effective ways to help the orcas in Puget Sound.
Schussler says that's why he proposed ending funding for a state Snake River Dam study.
Diverting the money from a study that is irrelevant today, putting it into hatchery improvements in Puget Sound, that's a win for all of us. That's where we should be going.
Majority Democrats rejected his proposal. The Army Corps of Engineers, the Bureau of Reclamation, and the Bonneville Power Administration issued the draft environmental impact statement.
An Auburn lawmaker says his plan to pay for roads with taxpayer money already coming to Olympia needs to happen now.
Republican State Senator Phil Fortunato says the legislature can give the people the $30 car tabs they want and fund needed transportation projects.
They send that money to Olympia. They expect us to do what's prudent with their funds. This is a good use of their taxpayers' dollars.
He says the existing sales tax on motor vehicles could be used to fund all of the state's transportation needs.
This is an investment in our businesses in this state. It's an investment in our future.
Fortunato supports a Senate Transportation Committee plan to restart delayed projects, but says, unlike his proposal, it's just a band-aid because it fails to provide long-term solutions.
People throughout Washington are experiencing a bit of sticker shock from their property tax bills.
Property values are rising, and last year, majority Democrats in the legislature gave schools the ability to hike levy taxes. Republican State Senator Steve Oban offered an amendment to the Senate Democrats' budget to provide some property tax relief. He pleaded with his colleagues.
Please listen to those that we represent.
Republican Senators Ann Rivers, Doug Erickson, Randy Becker, Mike Patton, and Linda Wilson spoke in support of the amendment.
Many, many seniors who, even though they did everything right, can no longer live in their homes.
Many, many people are concerned about being taxed out of their homes.
They cannot afford to live in Washington any longer.
These are real people who are struggling.
We've got to start doing something. They're begging me to do something.
Oban emphasizes it's an opportunity to send a message that lawmakers are listening to the people.
We understand. We hear you. We're going to give you property tax relief.
Democrats rejected the amendment and approved the budget, adding about $1 billion more in spending.
Homelessness is a huge topic this legislative session, but State Senate Republicans say there's been more disappointment than progress so far.
Senator Hans Zeiger says just throwing money at the problem isn't enough.
The people of Washington are counting on us to take strong action on homelessness by changing policies and improving accountability, not just spending more money.
But majority Democrats are choosing to fund current programs that haven't had much success. Senator Phil Fortunato says there should be more of a focus on recovery from mental illness and substance use disorder and public safety.
The homeless are exempt from stealing someone's purse. The homeless are exempt from breaking into somebody's car or stealing somebody's tools when a worker goes to work in Seattle and they're stealing the tools in the back of his pickup truck or breaking into someone's house. You cannot have this lawlessness.
While some Republican homelessness and housing related legislation is still alive, Democrats allowed many good bills to die.
With the passage of I-976, lowering car tabs to $30, Washington's transportation funding is at a crossroads. But Republicans are working with Democrats on a short-term fix.
Senator Curtis King is the ranking member on the Senate Transportation Committee. The Yakima Republican says they came up with a plan to fund road, transit, and fish passage projects for now.
Making our budget pretty much whole just for this biennium. The things that we did are not things you can do every biennium or every year. You just can't.
He hopes this will be enough to convince the governor to release projects he put on hold when I-976 passed.
Please remove those projects that are on pause, those that are on hold, those that have been moved out to 21-23.
Senate transportation budget writers will now have to work with their counterparts in the House on a final product. Next year, legislators will need to come up with a long-term plan to deal with anticipated transportation budget shortfalls.
Government greed. That's how state Senate Republicans are describing the majority Democrats' latest budget proposal.
It spends nearly all the $1.5 billion in extra money coming to the state because of the hot economy while providing no meaningful tax relief.
It is a complete complete disregard for the hardworking taxpayer out there.
Senate Republican leader Mark Schussler says he thought the majority's motto was putting people first.
Looking at this budget, I say this is putting government first, and we're simply not listening to the people.
He says Republicans did listen to the people, proposing bills that would have enacted voter-approved $30 car tabs, for example, but Democrats blocked their efforts.
Wouldn't it be great to have a debate over which taxes to cut? Should it be car taxes? Should it be property? Or should we just give everyone a free pass to our state parks? That's the debate I want to have.
The Democratic budget writers simply spread the additional revenue throughout state government.
I'm Michaela Hobson, and that's what happened this week in Olympia.
Find us online at src.wastateledge.org. Follow us on YouTube and Twitter at WashingtonSRC and on Facebook at Washington Republican Senate Caucus. I'm Tracy Ellis. This is The Elephant in the Dome, the official podcast of the Senate Republican Caucus.